Proclamation number 4396, 5th of August, 1948. Demonic influence. Truth bearers. The demonic influence will be particularly noticeable where the light seems to break through, where the truth comes to light, where bearers of truth try to correct erroneous thinking, where therefore the truth from God is conveyed to people through messengers of God who receive His word directly. As soon as willing listeners are found, the adversary's activity is obvious, for a counter spirit will always find its way in and try to disparage the truth through objections. Resistance will always be offered to the bearers of truth, be it through words or through obstacles which clearly betray an influence from below. Wherever the truth seems to penetrate, open hostility will be directed towards the bearer of truth, and often under the guise of piety the servants of God, His representatives chosen by Himself, will be branded blasphemers in order to weaken the strength of their words. And all love from person to person dwindles, although the servants of God endeavor to carry out their mission in love and want to make people happy with the truth. Nevertheless, again and again attempts must be made to pass on the word of God, the light from the heavens, and also to convey it to people who believe themselves to being the light, who believe themselves to being the truth because they unquestioningly accepted what they were commanded. It is an unusual task to instruct people who are active as teaching forces themselves, and yet it is necessary to inform them of God's activity on earth in the last days. If their will is good, they will not close themselves off to knowledge which indisputably has to be called too profound and thorough to dismiss it as a person's own thought material. And God's messengers are called to give enlightenment in all circles, to knock on all doors and to give light where there is darkness. The darkness is spread over the whole earth, and even where there is apparent light, it is only blinding light which obscures the right path and leads astray. The fact that the light is now lit from above in order to brightly illuminate the right path is particularly necessary in the lost time, for where there are blinding lights, there many people gather who are looking for the right path and cannot find it. This is where the right leaders must stand with their light, which sends its rays far and wide and breaks through the darkness of the night. The fact that there will always be people who try to extinguish the light should not distract God's servants, for the light from the heavens cannot be completely extinguished because God Himself protects it. Moreover, the demonic forces can always be recognized because the light from above shines through everything and also the masks of those who dare to speak against the word of God. But God will grant His representatives the strength to take action even against the best speakers. He will enlighten their spirit. He will put the right words into their mouths so that they will refute with skill whatever is said to them. God Himself will speak through His servants, yet people will always be free to profess His word. For even if His working is obvious, He does not force people into faith but leaves them their freedom, yet He will always provide His servants with strength to counter the demonic forces so that they cannot exert coercion but people freely decide. Amen.